In the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Please be seated. They think they know Jesus. Is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he say all this? They think they know him. What does it take to know Jesus? For that matter, what does it take to know anybody else? They think they know Jesus. They try to tell him who he is. You can't be from heaven. We know your daddy. You're just a carpenter from Galilee. You're no better than any of us. People tell you who you are all the time. Sometimes it's no fun. You're a priest. You have to wear a collar. You can't talk like that. Sometimes it's absolutely wonderful. You're a priest. I can really talk to you. I'm so glad you seem like a real person. It cuts both ways. Who do people say that you are? Did you used to be somebody else and now you have changed? How did that go? A big topic of conversation at our house this week was how much kids at school changed over the summer. When you haven't seen somebody for 3 months, especially somebody young, who is growing all the time, it can be a shock to see how tall they've gotten. It can be a surprise to see how they've changed their style, or even how they have matured. But with those closest to us, we only rarely get a glimpse of how much they are changing. All summer, Facebook reminded me of our amazing trip to Italy in 2017. Memories popped up nearly every day. And nearly every day, I was reminded of just how small my girls were back then, just last summer. And that's just the physical. How much have they changed in their thinking or in their sense of humor? It's hard to know because I'm so close to them. I see them every day. They've changed, but do I still treat them like who they used to be? Do I still treat my teenager like she's 7? It's hard to be a teenager. It's hard raising a teenager. We want to tell them who they are. You are not the kind of kid who does things like that. You are not the kind of kid who thinks like that. And all the while they are saying, I am not a kid. It's tough to be stuck in the middle. It's impossible to figure out how to do it right, how to be not a child, but not yet an adult. Part of how we help them is we remind them who they are. It's okay to tell somebody who they are. You are loved. You are accepted. You are part of our family no matter what. That's pretty great. But then there's all those other voices telling them who they are, telling all of us who we are. We sit and listen to those voices while we wait for our shows to come back on. You need this cream to look your best. You need to talk to your doctor about this medicine that will fix you. You need these new clothes so you can finally be confident and accepted. You aren't good enough the way you are, is pretty much the message we hear all day, every day. People tell you who you are all the time. Which voices are you listening to? The voices of love, or the voice that's trying to sell you something? Back in Egypt, the Hebrew people were slaves to Pharaoh. He told them to make more, to do more. There was never enough for Pharaoh. Every time they filled yesterday's quota, it just got bigger the next day. We wanted 1,000 bricks today, and you made 1,500. Good job. But I see no reason you can't make 1,500 again tomorrow, and the next day, and the day after that, too. Does that remind you of anything? Trying to fit in at school? Trying to keep your boss happy? Sales quotas? Trying to be fashionable? There's never enough. We get told who we are, And what they're saying is, you aren't enough. What Jesus is talking about is enough. They won't listen because they know who he is. They know his mama and his daddy. They know he's from a poor family over in Galilee. But none of that changes who Jesus really is. He came from heaven to tell the world about this bread that would never run out, that would never leave you hungry again. He came to tell the world about eternal life. Life eternal. It's not just living forever the way you are. No, it's life that won't die. And I wonder, will we listen to Jesus? I mean, we think we know all about him, right? We know what he's about. God likes right and wrong, heaven and hell, saved and damned, right? Well, whatever we think, none of that changes who Jesus really is. He came from heaven to tell us that there is enough. There is plenty of this bread that won't run out. There is plenty of this love from God that won't ever die. People tell you who you are all the time. Sometimes it sounds like dying. You aren't enough. You need more. People will tell you who you are all the time. And sometimes it sounds like the voice of God. You are marked as Christ's own forever. You are loved. It's okay to remind each other who we are. Amen.